Like I say, I've been sitting by the railroad track ever since I've been grown, and it, you kind of cut off from
yeah.
You see how it is. You just don't see any of your local people other than the ones that you directly deal with.
What are you doing here most of the time?
If you were not here, I've got stationary requisition that needs to be made, and I've always got plenty to do to keep me busy, but if I really want to take an hour or two or three off,
uh-huh.
Like, by arranging my work, I can just do the things that have to be done, like billing out the wood and getting the man's bills ready and that sort of thing. I have to stop and do that as it needs to be done. But otherwise, I can put off a lot of the other things that...
I noticed you had some books over there.
I never do get too involved in reading, not too much. If I really run out of anything, I feel like it's got to be done. But usually I've got staff directions over there I would probably be working on, and there's always something coming in. But this is a real quiet time, nearing Christmas. And I just don't have as much work to do as I would normally have.
Are things going to be still shipped through Christmas? Or?
No, our furniture plant down here will slow down. They'll close their plant and give their employees 2 weeks vacation.
Mm-hmm.
They only take a week in the summer, I believe, and then they give them 2 weeks at Christmas. They'll distribute their Christmas bonuses, and then the wood yard will be down for probably a week. And lots of the business here is farm, fertilize and that sort of thing. Well, right at this time of the year, nobody's planting anything, nobody's doing much land breaking or anything. Their fall crops are planted, the wheat, the rye and whatnot. And it'll be along on over the latter part of January, 1st of February before it starts again.
So you
hit me at a real good time.
In about a week or so, you just close it down?
Well, I'll be here because I have to come down in the morning and get a lineup for the motor car operators, the people that will be out on tracks with the motor cars. And they have to have this lineup that tells them when the trains should be wherever they are so they won't get run over by him. And I'll have to be here because I have train coming in after a while, and if the train dispatcher needs to give them orders, I copy those and all. But it's just a real slack period right through here.
Someone who lives way out in the country and who doesn't get into town much, and when he does get into town, you just take one look at him.
He's a country hick.
Okay. And the French people in Louisiana, what are they called?
The Cajuns.
Any other name for them?
Creole is the only other thing that comes to my mind.
Did you ever hear Coonass?
Yes, I haven't really heard of it. I read it in this little pamphlet a little article or two, Coons and Coonasses, that I was reading before we went down in that area.
And that's something people around here wouldn't
know. No, it's like your bureaus and that sort of thing. Now, my brother married a girl that was from down in that area, and her mother was French and her father German. And I guess I wouldn't have known what you were talking about except having heard them mention it. But she was raised right down in the tip end of Louisiana in a little place called Beerus. Camille washed it all the way.
Beerus?
Beerus, Louisiana. It's right down here on the... I had heard them talk a good bit and her family and whatnot. Of course, they aren't married anymore, but the little bit that I know is having heard them talk.
Yeah.